The Longest Journey by E. M. Forster. The novel is divided into three parts and is preceded by the Latin word fratribus. Part 1. Cambridge. Chapter 1. "The cow is there," said Ansel, lighting a match and holding it out over the carpet. No one spoke. He waited till the end of the match fell off. Then he said again, "She is there, the cow, there now." "You've not proved it," said a voice. "I have proved it to myself." "I've proved to myself that she isn't," said the voice. "The cow is not there." Ansel frowned and lit another match. "She's there for me," he declared. "I don't care whether she's there for you or not. Whether I'm in Cambridge or Iceland or dead, the cow will be there." It was philosophy. They were discussing the existence of objects. Do they exist only when there is someone to look at them, or have they a real existence of their own? It is all very interesting, but at the same time it is difficult. Hence the cow. She seemed to make things easier. She was so familiar, so solid, that surely the truths that she illustrated would in time become familiar and solid also. Is the cow there or not? This was better than deciding between objectivity and subjectivity. So, at Oxford, just at the same time, one was asking, "What do our rooms look like in the vac?" "Look here, Ansel. I'm there, in the meadow. The cow's there. You're there, the cow's there. Do you agree so far?" Well, if you go, the cow stops. But if I go, the cow goes. Then what will happen if you stop and I go?" Several voices cried out that this was quibbling. "I know it is," said the speaker.